Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program 342. If you'd like a copy of this, please let us know whether you'd want a tape, audio tape, or a CD. Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of free of charge. Postage and handling is taken care of also. We have testimonies today. We've got Bible reading. We also have a very powerful message from the Lord. And we're going to ask the Lord right now to anoint this service. We got singing as well. So let's go to the throne. Father, we sail right up to your throne. It's this smooth sailing when we're in you. And there's no other way that we can be at your throne unless we're in the same boat with you. We must grow up with you. As your parable of the sower says, you sow the seed into the ground. And then you later tell us that, especially in the first chapter of Genesis, you tell us that far back, that we are made out of the ground. Then you tell us further on in the scriptures that the seed that's sown, we must be sowers of seed. And then you explain that the seed is the Word of God. And the Word of God is spirit and it's life. And when a sower of the seed, somebody that is anointed with the Holy Spirit, is sowing the seed into us, those of us that, to everybody in the world that's made out of the ground, that good seed, the Word of God, will be in everyone and that it will grow up. Unless the heart is so hardened that the seed falls on ground that is by the wayside and it never enters in because the people are so worldly, so unspiritual that they can never receive or understand what the Word of God is saying or meaning. They have no depth in themselves. And then there's some that receive it, and then they get choked with the cares of the world, and then they no longer are able to continue on. And they fall away from you, and it's worse for them that they had never been born. It'd be better for them that they had never been born than to have known the truth, and then let the cares of this world choke the good seed, the good Word of God, the Spirit, out of them, so that they are then totally preoccupied with the cares of this world. And that's what people do today, and we see it more and more, that the hearts of the people in the world are hard. But we thank God for the many that are receiving your word, because we know that hell is enlarged, but heaven is, there's going to be just a few. Few there be that shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But when that good seed enters into the heart, your word tells us that we have to, our spirit must grow up into your spirit, so that we become husband and wife. We, the church of God, the body of Christ, become one with Christ, who is God and the Holy Spirit. And the only way that we can do that is to grow up with you as we, when we become born again of the Spirit. Because the good seed is the Word, and the Word is Spirit and life. And we grow up together with you. Every time someone becomes saved, Father, Christ is born again into this world in a human body. It is the continuation of the incarnation, your incarnation in the world. So you're right here in this world now, living in human bodies. And you lead, guide, and direct us as we read your word and make ourselves be obedient to your word, so that we grow up into the fullness of the Spirit of the living God, which is Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, until we grow up into being one, totally one with God, so that we are united as a married couple from the minute that we are born, when Christ is born in us, and we are in you, that we now are the married couple, and we must grow in obedience to the bridegroom. Lord, we ask that everybody understands this message as we preach it today, as you teach it through me, because you get all the glory, the honor, and all the praise, because, Lord, it would be impossible for anyone to lead anyone to you without the Spirit being the one that's doing it. And I give all the praise, the honor, and the glory to you, Father. Let souls be, the people receive it, the unsaved, and then also the church. Let them be strengthened from this message. For I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now we have the brothers keepers to sing for you. Sail on. Sail on up to the throne of God. Sail up there. Amen?
Amen.
You just sail like a bird. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, go ahead. Same boat, amen, if we're born again in the Spirit, and all the people are in the same boat that are not in the Spirit. We sail on up to the kingdom of God, but they are slung into the pit of hell and then later into the lake of fire. And I pray that all of those that are listening today do not want to be the ones that are going to be slung into hell, then later into the lake of fire. Because now, the Bible tells us, I'm going to be reading something here, but I'll be doing that just a little bit later. Right now we have some testimonies. Okay, where's the first one from?
From Ondo State, Nigeria.
Okay.
Dear fellow believers, holy Christian greetings to you in the name that is above all names of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. I really give glory to God that He has privileged me to write you this letter for your kind involvement in our country through your radio program on Radio Africa. I and my family were formerly typical Muslim, leading people to the Muslim religion. Meanwhile, a friend told me about your radio broadcast on Radio Africa. but not quite long ago, I and my family decided to join your radio ministry where we are taught so many things about salvation through Christ Jesus. Beloved, I and my family want to know more about Christ and to work for Christ. I kindly appeal to you to send us any available family large print Bibles that will enable us to grow in Christ Jesus. Please do not relent in praying for us as we too are praying for you here in Nigeria every day. I, my wives, and my children are 18 in number, and we all need a Holy Bible each to study with you on your radio broadcast. If you can send us these Bibles, we will continue to listen to your program on Radio Africa. May God bless you and your ministry. I hope to read from you soon. Send the Bibles to share among your program listeners. Yours sincerely, Idowu.
Okay, and the next one.
From Glenda in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Dear Pastor Lomo, I am contacting you to let you know that I have started playing your tapes at my food pantry for the people to listen to while they are waiting for the produce truck to arrive. Today I played your tape number 161, and several of the Christian people that come said that they did not know that the Jews were not Christians.
Oh, well, not all the Jews are, but the first Jews were Christians. Matter of fact, Christ was the first Christian. Amen? That's why they call it Christians. All right? And he was Jewish. So we have to become spiritual Jews in order to become a Christian. Amen?
Yeah.
And all the first saved people in the world were all Jews. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there's a lot of Jews that didn't accept. So it doesn't matter. So Jew means those that believe in Jesus. So there's a bunch of people that are Hebrews that never accepted Jesus. So they're not Christians, and they're not real Jews. The real Jew is one that believes in God and the Messiah, which is God and the Holy Spirit. So you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. And Jesus calls Gentiles dogs because they don't care anything about that which the Lord has provided for people, the mercy that God has provided for them, for a chance to be able to get out of hell and to get into the kingdom of God. And so you'd have to be a dead dog, a Gentile, in other words, to not accept the Lord. Because who could be so ignorant and stupid and dead to not receive mercy from God? That is the epitome of stupidity, ignorance and stupidity and hatred towards God for doing so much as he has for us. Okay, then what else?
Even though Jesus was born a Jew, they asked if that meant Jesus was not a Christian.
It's amazing how people get that all mixed up. That's, he is Christ. Christian is one that believes in Christ, because Christ is God. And yes, of course, Jesus was a Christian. He's the founder of Christianity. He is Christianity. Everybody that wants to get into the kingdom of heaven will be in Christ. They will be Christians, because he is the ultimate Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we have to follow. We have to pattern ourselves. We have to do what he did. We have to have the Spirit of God living in us, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and do as he did. We have to come to him and follow him so that he'll give us peace and he'll give us Sabbath rest. He'll give us rest for our souls. People's souls are in unrest today. They have no peace, no rest, because the people that are not saved are worried about where their souls are going when they die. And but when you receive the Lord with his Father by the Spirit into you, then there's, you know where you're going. You're going to heaven if you do everything he says. And he gives you the power. When he's in you, then you have his power in you. And you, if you get your eyes off of him, you'll lose that power, just as Peter did. He was walking on the water. But then when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he sunk. And if we keep our eyes on the Lord in this world of all these temptations and lusts, then we will be able to walk over these lusts, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But if we take our eyes off Jesus, we will sink right into all these lusts and will be gobbled up by the world system. If we listen to Antichrist rather than the Christ, who is God, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, well, then we have no hope whatsoever. So the Lord says, believe on me, not the Antichrist, but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and which is the whole word of God, and thou shalt be saved from hell in the lake of fire. Because let me swallow you up. He says, let's be consummated together. Let's be consummated in marriage. Let's go through, as you see how Jesus went through the process. Jesus is the process triune God, because he stepped out of eternity into our time and into our human flesh. And that began the process of the consummation of the process triune God, the Spirit, and the bride. Because after Jesus fully went through the process, he then became the first human being that became God. He went into eternity. Now, before Christ or the Father and the Holy Spirit came into the world, into a human being, there was no human being sitting on the throne of God. But Christ was a God-man. He was definitely a human, but there was God in him. He lived, he was begotten by the Holy Spirit. And when we get saved, we're begotten by the Holy Spirit too, but he was begotten by the Holy Spirit before he was born. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when he was born, he began living the processed human life with God in him to be a perfect human being. That never happened before. Adam and Eve were perfect, but then they blew it by disobeying God, by listening to Satan. She said she was deceived, but that didn't help her at all from having to die. She and her husband, who followed suit with her in disobedience to God, had both of them had to die, and all of their children. Now, there's people that say that there was other human beings created at the same time Adam and Eve were there, full of beans, because the Bible says that Eve was the mother of all flesh. All right, so Adam and Eve are the mother and father of every living human being. And there was no other humans born then. Back then, there was no real law. The only law back then was to don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because when you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you're going to know all kinds of sin. And you're going to fall into all kinds of sin, and it's going to be really rough on you. And then when you do that, God said, will have to come into the world as a man to shed my blood for you, because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So when they disobeyed God, Eve did. She didn't believe God that she would surely die when all this happened if she disobeyed him. But that's what gets people to have to die and go to hell, is that they disobeyed God. And you say, but it was such a little thing. Right, that's what makes it such a big sin, because it was such a little thing for them not to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. If somebody said for me, don't eat from that tree outside here, I gladly will not eat from it, or I surely die and go to hell in the lake of fire. I just chop the stinking tree down, Lord, if you want me to. Amen?
Amen.
I don't need to eat anything from this world. Amen?
Amen.
I'm stronger than that, especially when God was living in them. Amen?
Amen.
I'll chop that stinking tree down and bury it and burn it, Lord, if that's what you want. Because I'm not going to eat anything that's going to cause my soul to have to burn in hell forever and in the lake of fire. No, I want to have the consummation process go through me. So God, in the body of Jesus Christ, the human, lived. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the Son of Man, but in him was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when he went through the entire process of human living, he then was crucified because he never committed a sin. Therefore, his blood was so powerful of a detergent that it could wash away the sins of everyone in the world if they believed that. Now, if you disbelieve that, well, then you're the same as Eve, and you can't go to heaven, okay? Because you disbelieve God and believe your own opinions and your own thoughts and your own ideas, and you believe the secular media, the secular anti-Christ government, and the secular anti-Christ cult in Rome. And the spirit of Satan is in all of them. And so what you're doing is believing Satan. Satan appeared in the beginning in a serpent. And now he's appearing as a giant serpent, which is Satan's machine. It's his machine. The Vatican-controlled government, and the media, which is Satan's mouth. Now, Satan's mouth is going to tell you all kinds of things. But the Lord says, don't believe them. Get your eyes off of them and get your ears tuned up to my word and live. Amen?
Amen.
So at the end of the Lord's ministry, he was crucified. And he shed his blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead and talked to the disciples. And then he ascended into the kingdom of God. In around 50 days altogether since he had risen from the dead, he poured out himself upon the 120 saints that tarried to receive God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit into them on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. So they tarried there and they were filled. Jesus became the life-giving spirit. And so he entered into everybody then as cloven tongues of fire. When the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus was at the baptism of John. When he was baptized, when John baptized him in water, he came up from the water and the Holy Spirit came down is in the shape of a dove, which is now symbolic as the Holy Spirit. Some people say, well, that's a symbol of peace. Well, if you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you'll receive peace in this world, but you'll actually receive the power to be able to go through the ministry. So the Lord went through that entire process so that we could have his power living in us. And now to show our appreciation, he saved our souls so that we would go out and win other souls. And if we're not doing that, well, then you're not a Christian. And you don't even send in your tithes and offerings to help do this. And so you're guilty because the Bible says in the book of Malachi that you're the same as robbing God. If you don't support our ministry, the Lord's ministry, in the manner that he said, it takes money to get the gospel out all over the world, and everybody knows that we're on the streets and nobody else is out there, and that we're on worldwide radio, and it takes money to do all this, and we send money all over the world to different people and tracts and literature and Bibles, everything. And so surely you must know that this ministry is of the Lord. So this is what happens when we Jesus spent all of his life as carrying the cross. And then at the end of his life, his ministry, he was crucified. But now it's just the reverse with us. When we get saved, we are crucified first. And then we bear the cross. We go through, in other words, we're crucified with Christ on the cross, the Bible says. And then we take up our cross and we take it up. We don't expect Christ to take up our cross. We take it up. He says, now come and take up your cross. Deny yourself and follow me. And so when we do that, then we're bearing the cross after we've been crucified, because we must stay crucified with Christ. Crucified. When you're crucified, you're not there to suffer. We're to have died out to this world. Amen?
Amen.
Just like Jesus. When he died, he was not suffering. He suffered, but he died. He went to the cross to die. D-I-E. And when we're crucified, and we were crucified there with him. If you're born again of the Spirit, you're crucified. You're dead. You're not involved in the or entangled with the cares of this world any longer. You're dead to the world, but alive to the kingdom of heaven. So we are then going through the process, tripart church. We are tripart. We have a soul, a spirit, and a body. And the triune God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But now he has a bride. That's us. We become the bride of God, the bride of Christ. And if we're in him and he's in us, then when we die, if our human body dies before he comes back, well, then we are with him now, sitting in heavenly places with him. And as he takes us up at the end of our life, and he enters into our body, the spirit of life enters in there, and he takes us right up into the kingdom of heaven. But we must go through the process of Christ. We have to first be crucified. He was lastly crucified, but bore the cross all of his life. And now we're crucified first, and then we bear the cross to the end. The Bible says those that continue on bearing the cross to the end shall be saved. In other words, that they deny the world, deny their self, and care about others far more than themselves. The Bible says that we are to prefer others before ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
That means you don't push your way into soup lines or be first at the table to serve yourself, but you let the others be served first. Amen? Because that way it shows people that you're a Christian. So, did we finish that?
No.
Okay, well, oh my goodness. We haven't finished the testimony. Okay, we'll finish that off and then I'll continue on, okay?
We had a long discussion on Jesus and the Jews, and they all said that they learned a lot and thanked me for playing your tapes. Thank God for ministers like you who preach the gospel according to God's word. I have been putting your literature in each bag of groceries that I hand out on Mondays. We certainly know that God was in it when you sent Mr. Christopher to deliver our produce each day. Mr. Christopher has prayed with us and for us on many occasions. God has really blessed us, and I thank him every day for your whole ministry. I want to thank you for the monetary donations you have blessed us with. It goes a long way to help buy the staple items needed each week. Thank you again for your help. My husband and I really enjoy your tapes and are now sharing them with those who come to us for their foodstuffs. God bless you and thank you again, your sister in Christ, Glenda, from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Praise the Lord for you, Glenda. And we're just so happy that the Lord is using this to help you. And so we notice, okay, the triune God, the Spirit, and the Bride. The triune God, the Spirit, and us. So it's no longer just the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Bride. Amen? That's
Amen.
Us. So we all become one with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. And if people could remember that and not let any of the dazzle, the razzle-dazzle of this world take hold onto you, well, then you'd be a lot better off, because there's no way that you can serve two masters. You can't serve the world and serve God. You must hate the world. The Lord says, love not the world or any part of it. But the Bible says that He knows those who love Him. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there are some scriptures here that we have in the book of 2 Thessalonians that I wanted to read yesterday. And it's chapter 2. And we might as well, you know, there's a lot of people. The Bible says that the love of many would wax cold in the last days, and that there'd be a great falling away from God. Like in chapter 6 of John, it's just amazing how, you know, a person that knew the Lord and falls away from the Lord is Antichrist. And in John 6:6:6, chapter 6, verses 66, shows that these are people that were Christians, and they were offended that you have to eat the Word of God, which is God's, Jesus' flesh, and drink His blood, which is going through the life, going through the motions of living the life of God, going through the process. The process church. All kinds of people come up with different titles. They had the process church of the final judgment. This was a bad organization that was a bunch of FBI people that tried to make it look like they were Christians, and they were robbing banks. Maybe some of you remember that. It was on the news everywhere years, a few years ago. And I exposed them, and they had to drop out. But you notice that the book of Revelation, it says that the Spirit and the Bride say, come. That means that as we grow up from seed sown into the ground, where the good Word of God has grown up into us, that we become the Bride of Christ. But the only way we become the Bride of Christ is when the Spirit of God is living in us and doing His work through us. Because there's just so many things. People feel that they're so deprived because they can't live a satanic life and still go to heaven. Isn't that something? No, you must be godly. You must be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got these false preachers that say no one can be perfect. Do you think that God Almighty would command people to be perfect if it were impossible to be perfect? The 8th chapter of the book of Romans says that we're perfect in Christ Jesus. It says that there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, in other words, after the first Adam, or Adam, that they walk after Jesus, according to the law of the Spirit of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The law of the Spirit of in Christ Jesus. So if you're in the Holy Spirit, you're perfect because you're not sinning any longer. No one could be in the Spirit of God and sin. It's impossible.
Amen.
So if you're sinning, you're not. You haven't fully committed your life to the Lord. You have not. Your eyes are more important to you to lust, to gawk at something that you shouldn't, and that the Lord says is sin. And if you do that, or if you are married and you decide you like somebody better, or you don't like someone to have rule over you, so you leave, and then you live your husband and everything else and get married to somebody else, you're lost, okay? Don't expect to enter the kingdom of God. So the Revelation says the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Because if you are of the Lord, then you speak the way the Lord speaks. All right? But if you're not of the Lord, you just speak your own crooked way. And you have to watch. Take heed what you hear and what you speak. Because the tongue, it can bring forth life and it can bring forth death. And you have to choose what you want to do with your tongue. The Lord is not going to make a robot out of you, but you have to make a robot out of yourself for the Lord. or a robot for yourself for the devil. You have to make a choice who you're going to be a robot for. The Lord is not going to make you a robot. You have to choose to be his robot. Amen?
Amen.
And you can do it if you want. If you want to. Okay, let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him.
Okay, now, what he's saying here is, you know, all kinds of people back then were saying that the Lord is coming back any day now, and he's coming back any day, he's coming back. He says, now when we gather together, and as for the coming of the Lord back to earth again, he wants to tell us that it's not going to happen right now. Then what?
That ye be not soon shaken in mind.
Don't be shaken in mind that he's coming day after tomorrow or tonight. Okay, then what?
Or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Okay, now we've seen the falling away. Now the devil did that in a very tricky way. He started preaching that everybody's going to be raptured. That's false doctrine. And so people are in the false doctrine of the Antichrist. Then the Antichrist is saying that, as God forgives, you can still sin and getting, no one's perfect. These are all false doctrines that you hear today. And so people have bought that, and therefore they've fallen away from the Lord. They've allowed Satan's doctrine to get into them, and they're not growing up in the Spirit of God. That isn't the good seed or the good word of God that is entering in them when they're saying these things. These are false doctrines. The Bible says the soul that sins shall surely die, and that you must be perfect. And they say, oh, no one can be perfect. And they've received that, so that everybody's just flopping around like fish on the bank that are just ready to die. They're still got a little life in them, but the book of Revelation says that you're dead. You're dead dogs. Dead fish. So they've fallen away. They've let this demonic doctrine enter into them, which is the spirit of Satan. And that spirit of Satan is saying that they're God, that they're God, they belong to God, and that they're the body of Christ. And they're accepting the Da Vinci Code. They're looking for an excuse to backslide. They look at those things, and they patronize all these false doctrines like the Da Vinci Code, that Jesus was buried in a coffin rather than a cave, that there's bones of him in the coffin instead of that he rose from the dead, and there's no bones there at all. And all the other doctrines, when you receive that, you're receiving the Antichrist doctrine, which is causing Satan to enter into you. And this is not, you cannot be the bride of Christ, you cannot be one with him. You can't speak as he does, like the Spirit and the bride say, come, come on, and follow the word of God, not the devil's word. Speaking together, the Spirit and the bride say together, come on, come on into the kingdom of heaven. But no, you rather believe that no one, none of us can be perfect, so that you can have an excuse for being weak. But that excuse will not hold water at the judgment bar of God. The Lord will say, that dog don't hunt up here, okay? Amen. That dog don't hunt. And so you have to receive the word of God, not what these bunch of reprobates are saying to you, because you're too lazy to read the Bible for yourself. That's one thing when the Lord appeared to me in a vision. He told me that I wasn't listening to the Word of God enough. And he was like, it sounded like a radio going off and on. I was just catching a little bit of the of his message. And so it was a warning to me from the Lord himself. He appeared to me with my eyes wide open. And I finally figured out what it was because I couldn't understand. He says, "You're just catching bits and pieces of my word." And that's, thank you, Father God and Lord Jesus, for showing me that, because now I can tell the rest of the world you're not really following the word of God, so that you can grow up with that good word, the good seed that the sowers, such as myself, are sowing into the world, which is actually Christ preaching these messages through me. That's why I pray before I bring a message, is that, God, you take over my tongue. You take over the message. I want it to be you, because nobody's going to be led to the Lord unless they be hearing from you, the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so, what's happening, it looks like there's a great big revival out there, but it's very deceptive. And they're saying that they're Christians, and they're not Christians. Most of them are Catholic. And that's why a bunch of people think that the Christians are the ones that are voting Bush in, and that we're behind him, and that the Christians are the ones that are the Democrats or the Republicans or whatever. This is not true. Born-again Christians don't believe in either or their parties. Okay, we don't believe in them. We believe in theocracy, not democracy. Democracy is satanic dictatorship from Rome, okay? So, and you people have believed that, and now there's a great falling away of you people because you've sucked up Satan's slop. Not the Bible, but the slop, the poison from Satan, from Satan's machine. Keep going now.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
Okay, so the coming of the Lord is at hand, because that falling away has already happened. Okay, it has to happen first, and it's happened. So how much longer is it going to take? Now, you people are, you see these tsunamis, and another sloppy thing that you received is that it's Mother Nature doing all these different plagues on Earth. Believe me, there's no such thing as Mother Nature's. Idol worshippers believe in such nonsense. If you believe in Mother Nature, you also believe in the Tooth Fairy. If you believe in Mother Nature, you also believe in Santa Claus. Pinocchio. And Dumbo, the flying elephant. And the seven dwarfs. And the prince that kisses Snow White. And she rises up from the dead. That's all a blasphemy, the things that Disney puts out. And you think it's cute. But it's not cute. And this Superman, there's no Superman but the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He's the one holding up the entire universe with his spirit. And you people are idol worshipers. You got to find something fictitious to believe in, because you haven't got God. And so you instill that, and you people that are Gentiles that once were saved and now you've received all this slop, this poison, you are fulfilling Bible prophecy. You've fallen away from the Lord. You don't stick up. There's so few people that are sticking up for people that are really telling the truth, because the truth is crude to you. It isn't got that smooth ring like Santa's coming to town and all this stuff. And the Tooth Fairy put your little tooth under the pillow, honey, and there'll be a quarter or a dollar nowadays, probably, or $10. Okay, but it's not. You're falling away. You're a bunch of idol worshippers. You believe in fiction. And that's the last thing I believe in, is fiction myself. And Jesus was a very crude type person. When people were disregarding what the Lord said, they were selling different animals and changing money in the temple, the Lord beat them. He fashioned a whip. He didn't have a temper tantrum. He was angry. He's angry at people like you. if that's what you believe in. Amen?
Amen.
So, and then this slop that you're hearing that we should curb our anger. You people believe every kind of garbage that the Antichrist gives to you. The Bible says, be angry.
Amen.
Be angry at Satan. But sin not. Don't be angry at God. Because if you do that, you're really possessed with the devil. And don't be angry at the people that are preaching God's word. Because that's the good word. That's the good seed that's being sown into your rotten flesh. Into your soul, into your spirit, so that God will live there rather than all this, these lies, these corrupting lies. You've fallen away. Now go ahead.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed.
Now the man of sin is the entire corporate body of Antichrist. An Antichrist is somebody that was a Christian and has fallen away and is giving aid to the Antichrist, Satan's machine, the Vatican-controlled government, and the Vatican-controlled media. That's who you're given power to because you've received that word of this trash, and therefore you're corrupted because the Word of God makes you whole and fills you with His Spirit, His power. And that's why you can't stand. That's why you're all reading and watching pornography and getting drunk and loaded and everything else. And you have no power within you to go through the degradation of a Christian. None of you are willing to be degraded for the gospel. You just say, well, it's all right for Tony Alamo, and it's all right for his church. But I don't want my little daughter to go through this. Well, my little daughter's going through it. She's 5 years old, and she's very smart. And my son, 15 years old, is going through it. And my wife is going through it. And all kinds of people in the church are going through it throughout the entire world. They're willing to take degradation for a moment so that they can enter into the kingdom of heaven. But you people have fallen away. So that's the great falling away. You look out there, and all these people are just... enjoy everyday life with Joyce Myers. She's got all these stories about throwing loaves of bread over the thing, and ha ha ha, very funny. Okay, but that isn't the gospel. I don't believe Jesus did anything like that. Then what else?
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
That's the Antichrist, the whole corporate body of Antichrist. Then what?
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
Yeah, these people say, who is able to make war against the beast? This is the Antichrist government. Because we're powerful, man. We're going blowing every country up. But watch what God does to these bastards. A bastard is a person that doesn't have God for their father. They don't have a father. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said that. Okay. And so then what?
So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Okay. Who is the temple of God? Know you not that you are the temple of God? So what you've done is allowed Satan to come in by his false doctrine and sit in you, and you're saying that we cannot make war against the beast because the beast is more powerful than God. Because we feel that Mother Nature is doing all these things today rather than God who said he was doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, what you're doing is calling God a liar and saying that you are one with God when in reality you're one with the Antichrist. So then what else?
Showing himself that he is God.
Yeah, you're showing yourself that the Antichrist and you are one together and yet you're God. But you're the temple of God. He's sitting in you now. His doctrine is sitting in you. Wake up! If you did it ignorantly, there's forgiveness. But if you're doing it willingly, there's no forgiveness. It's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Then what?
Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things?
Okay, then what?
And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time.
Okay, the Lord is withholding because he wants everybody in the world to know that when he comes crashing down on them with utter disgust and wrath of God, that you'll know why he's doing it. And he wants me to tell you these things right now.
Amen.
So that you understand when he starts pouring out his wrath and then he appears in the eastern skies, you're not going to be saying he's Mother Nature. He's not ashamed to tell you that it's him. He says all the way through the Bible, he brags about it's him going to wreck this world and burn it to a crisp, just like he did drown the entire world during the days of Noah. Okay, then what?
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Well, it's not a mystery anymore because I let the cat out of the bag, didn't I?
Amen.
Okay, the mystery of iniquity. Because that's why God calls Rome, Mystery Babylon. Not Babylon. Babylon is Persia or Iraq, an Iran area. But it's Mystery Babylon. That's the Vatican, the beast, and the one world media. Okay, then what?
Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
Okay, well, the Lord is just going to take him out of the way. And so that's the time when Christ is coming back, and it's soon because there's the big falling away. And Paul warns by the Spirit that those things, the Lord's not coming back until you see the great falling away. Now I've exposed that to you, and so you'd better live close to the Lord because he's coming back to earth again any time now. Okay, and then what?
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
That's why the Lord says, take heed what you hear, how you hear. Amen?
Amen.
Because you're hearing the devil. Be careful what you hear, because you are absorbing Satan into your very soul by the words that you listen to him saying to you through the media and through the World Council of Churches and through the government. Okay? Then what?
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Lying wonders. Then what?
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
All deceivableness. Okay, of unrighteousness. So the Lord says, take heed how you hear. Because you're receiving all manner of deceivableness into you, which is Satan. And now he's resting in God's, what's supposed to be God's temple. And it was God's temple at one time, but you've fallen away from the Lord. You idiot. Then what?
With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
You're going to perish. Then what?
Because they received not the love of the truth.
Okay, you didn't let only the truth come into you, but you received, well, no one's perfect. We can sin. All the different things that you have received, the corruption of the false Antichrist doctrine. All right?
Amen.
All the things I've mentioned and much more. That it's okay to have abortions. It's okay to take drugs. You know, Jesus will forgive you. No, he won't. He says your souls are going to hell. Then what?
Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions.
So God's sending you weasels, strong delusions, to make you believe a lie, that your souls might be damned. Read it.
That they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yeah, you have pleasure in receiving this false doctrine. Take heed what you hear, okay?
Amen.
Now hear what I say. Hear what the Bible says, because I'm saying exactly what the Lord preached, all right, and what the Apostle Paul preached. I see my time is up. I'd like to go on. Read one more verse.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord.
For the brothers, the ones that believe the word. Okay, now, look, my time is up, and so we're going to have to get down on our knees now and give our lives to the Lord, don't you think?
Amen.
And get all this false doctrine out of you. Quit listening to these people, the body of actually Satan. Say this prayer and mean it. To God, not the devil, but to the Almighty God. Say this. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood. That includes all the false doctrine that I've heard. Wash it all away, Jesus, into your precious blood. I open the door of my heart. Open up, and I'm opening up to you, Lord. Come on in and be my strength, my power, my salvation. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me. Make me whole. And I know that you have heard me. I know you've answered me. And I know that I'm saved. You said that anyone that calls upon you will be saved. And I did, Lord. Therefore, I know I'm saved. Now raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And just get baptized in water and filled with the Holy Spirit. Now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways to receive program number 342.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from God. Here's H.P. Barnum's Life Choir singing Life Prayer Song. Thank you.